Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody back, and I'd like to also welcome our newest member of the legislature, Representative Flanagan. Did you want to introduce yourself?
Sure.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Maybe in Rules Committee tradition, it would be fine if she did that while her treats were being distributed. I'm assuming they're on the way.
Representative Hoppe, I believe Representative Thiessen was responsible for that.
Yep, I dropped the ball, sorry.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here. I have the pleasure of now representing Golden Valley, St. Louis Park, Plymouth, and Medicine Lake. I had a very exciting campaign, and I'm happy to be here, and really look forward to working with all of you and learning from all of you as I'm the new guy. I'm used to sitting in the seats back there, and I'm now very honored to be at this table. So, thank you.
Well, welcome. Representative Scott.
As a card-carrying member of the Peggy Caucus, I just want to invite, or I just want to welcome you to the Peggy Caucus. There are now three of us. We're three strong.
Thank you very much.
All right. Representative Fenton, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I did, and I move that we approve the minutes from June 11th.
Any corrections or comments to the minutes? Seeing none? All those in favor? Minutes are approved. I think I didn't actually have to do that, but minutes are approved. Okay, and then on to the topic of the meeting today. You have in your packet the 2015 MSTOP memo, and I would like to consider passage of hiring an attorney to draft an amicus brief in regard to the Minnesota Sex Offender Program in support of the AG's and the governor's position that they are writing. So just a little background. We've done this a few times in the past. In January of 2010, former Representative Sertich and the Rules Committee hired Frederickson and Byron to file an amicus brief regarding the unallotment case. You'll remember that was Brayton versus Plenty. And at that time, we paid a $25,000 flat fee for that. And David Lillehog was the attorney. He's now moved on to greener pastures, I believe. And then in 2011, Representative Matt Dean and the Rules Committee hired Briggs and Morgan to represent the House in connection with the state government shutdown temporary funding of the core functions case. And that was a $25,000 charge to the House, a $10,000 charge to the LCC, and Eric Magnuson was hired as the attorney. So under the current court calendar, it's my understanding that the amicus brief that the AG will be filing is required by December 22nd. This brief would have an additional 7 days. We've met with an attorney. The proposed law firm is Lohman Abdo. I've got information. I think it's in your packet. I don't know if you've got a copy of it. If not, I know that I provided that with... is it in there? No, it's not in there. Do you have that? I have that information if you want. We have provided the link. It's Kay Hunt. You'll get the information. And I don't know, Representative Thiessen, if you had a chance to review that or not. When I met with her, she actually said she knew you. So
that doesn't turn it the wrong way here.
Well, she did pronounce your name the wrong way, so I had some hope there. But so that's the gist of the brief, so that we can, as a legislature, take a proactive step towards making sure that we state our case that we believe that the law is constitutional and we are all in agreement with the AG and the governor. So that's the gist of it. I will move the 2015 MSTOP resolution, and I will open it up to discussion if anybody has questions. Oh, and I think I forgot to mention that we are authorizing a flat fee for $20,000. That was the estimate, and it's slightly lower than the ones that we've had in the past. And I think all the details. I think that's the gist of the details. Any questions? Seeing none, All those in favor of the 2015 MSAP resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The resolution is approved. Is there any other business? Seeing none, meeting is adjourned.